Well, Madam Chair?
Yes, please.
Well, I would have a motion that we recommend to the board that an inventory be taken of the financial information available on our website and on the nationalpacifica.org.
Uh-huh.
And that the Finance Committee report back to the board and make recommendations.
Good. Okay. Do you have that language, or can you repeat that again for our secretary?
Oh, yeah, that the Finance Committee, this would be, of course, a recommendation to the board, that the recommendation would be that the Finance Committee conduct an inventory of financial information available on our five websites and Pacifica.org and report back to the board on and make recommendations.
Okay. Is there further discussion? Okay.
That means the chair is going to do it. I'm all in favor.
I'll work with them, too, because I have an interest on financial information getting up in a timely way. And I think
Absolutely.
Once we do an inventory and see where we stand, we'll be able to, you know, look at the big steps that we need to take. Sometimes it might be training. Sometimes it might be, you know, someone who can step up and get that done for us or whatever it takes.
Could we instead a substitute motion?
Is that Jane?
We just have this as an agenda item and ask you to report back fine, and anybody who's able to work with you now?
Oh, you mean me?
I thought you were saying that you were interested in doing that, and so I thought, you know, to expedite this, maybe we can just have that as an agenda item for our next meeting, and we can forward this report on to...
Well, I was hoping that each treasurer would take an inventory and just ask the general manager what's up, what's not up, and then say that.
Yeah, we don't have anything. My job's done.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Well, at least we could combine, you know, put it all in one spot and say to the board, this is the state of affairs in terms of the accessibility and availability of financial information. At least make the board aware of the issue. And then we would come back making recommendations at the July meeting as to what steps we think ought to be taken. It would be nice to do it in conjunction with the budget, too, because if there is a need for extra funds, we would be in a position to recommend those.
Does this really – I'm sorry. Madam Chair? Brian.
Is that Brian?
Yes.
Please.
I'm trying to keep my butt in my chair. I'm sorry.
Please, TMI.
Sorry. Does this need – to go to the full board, Lonnie, or can you just, like, you know, do it?
You know,
well, you're right. We could do it, but my point in making it, sending it to the board as well, is that making them aware of the problem.
Right, and it's not just the finance problem. It's for all the board. It's their responsibility.
Yeah, too.
Oh no, I get it. I mean, but couldn't you just put a paragraph in your report about what the status is and meantime make a few phone calls to make sure the stuff gets up on the web pages at the five stations?
Well, okay. What I was hoping we could do is spark a conversation in, beyond even financial information, because it's committee information that's not getting to you know, where should it be going? Minutes of meeting. It's a more general problem, and I'm hoping that the board becoming aware of it will support us in trying to at least develop information and an inventory.
Okay, but why not start with finance? I mean, what's stopping you from just getting the finance stuff up right away? I mean, the reports were already generating. It's like four lines of HTML code to put them up on a website.
Well, Brian, just let me say it's after 2 years, it's not happening after.
Yeah, I tell you, I understand your point, Brian. And I think that if there's no other discussion, we can just move to a vote on whether we need to, and you can just either approve or not approve the motion, because I think it's very important, too, particularly the issues that we've gone through, that, you know, we've had this fight from the very beginning, from the very, very beginning. So, you know, and we realize that if we put it in the motion and put it in as policy, then we can monitor this effort. And I think Lonnie's idea of the inventory in terms of what's there, I think, is a good starting point. So why don't we, if there's no further discussion, we can just vote on it and then we can move forward, because it's getting to the time where we need to We have calls on orders of the day. Okay, so is there further discussion? Do we need to read the motion?
Motion from Lonnie Hicks that the Finance Committee conduct an inventory of financial information available on station websites and Pacifica.org and report back to the PMB with its recommendations.
Okay. Is there any further discussion? Are there objections to the motion? Okay.
I object. I think a motion phrased like that is the best way to ensure nothing happens.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Are there any other shall we move to a vote? Okay, if the treasurer would call the roll, that would be.
You mean the?
I'm sorry.
The secretary.
I'm sorry. I'm looking. Okay.
I'm cutting and pasting my voting tally sheet.
Okay.
And now I'm looking for where it goes.
I mean, can't we just vote that budgets and financial statements should be available?
Thank you,
on
Brian. Let's just move ahead. So we
Dave Adelson. Rudy Bediako.
Yes.
Brian Edward Speaker.
Abstain.
Jane Gatewood.
No.
Terry Goodman. Yes. Lonnie Hicks.
Yes.
Sandra Rawline. Sandra, are you back?
Hello?
Yes, how do you vote?
Yes.
LeVarne Williams?
Yes.
Dave Adelson again? Okay, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 yes, 1 no, 1 abstention. Motion passed.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, in fact, we're basically right now. We have 4 minutes to go. The other thing is, this is, I guess, new business, but on the fund drive, you had sent out the report. I was trying to find that as I was sitting here on the computer. Can you just give us a quick update on the fund drive? Because I understand by station, and I understood that BAI did not meet it, and that, you know, we're still on this review in terms of their budget. So if you could just give us a quick rundown on the fund drive results of the stations that have actually done their drives, that would be great.
WBAI fund drive has been completed. So they are coming in, and maybe you have better numbers, but I had about $621,000 against a budget of a goal of $950,000.
What was their budget?
Now maybe you have a better number, Rudy?
Although they stated the goal as 950, the official budget goal is 900,000, and I believe we were looking at it's either six. I got the numbers transposed in my mind. Either 637 or 673. Probably 637.
Yeah.
Was what we actually did based on the last Memphis report that I saw. Whereas we were at 637.
Bird, did you know what fulfillment rate you budget based on?
Just a minute, Brian, please. If you could just identify yourself at least, then that would be great. Actually, you sound like Dave, and that's why I said that. And I don't mean that, and that's a compliment.
No offense meant to Dave, I hope.
That's a compliment. So what was the question?
Maybe either Rudy or Lonnie knows. What fulfillment rate do you budget based on?
80%.
And KPFA, Brian, you know that number. Well, where did you come in for the final number?
Stuff's still coming in on the web, but 105 short on a goal of 900,000.
105. In my CFO report, I do go over what I see as some of the implications. I think KPFT came in at 280, and I think that was a little bit over their goal. You have W starting, I think, next Tuesday, correct? And then you have KPFK starting next Tuesday. And so they have yet to go through their drive. I do want to say, cautiously and publicly that if, W and K have difficulty in those drives. We face serious financial sort of issue in terms of what's to be done between now and, say, September 30th. And I will come back on the 28th with my recommendations about where we need to, where I think we need to look to try to deal with what could be a variance. Right now it's $333,000. If the other stations come in low, then, choose a number. And station managers, of course, are aware of it. But we need to be aware of it at the Finance Committee, and I will certainly make whatever recommendations after having talked with these folks and try to update people on what's being done.
Just a question. This is Lavoine. With BAI, Bruin is there. Our whole plan or action plan for BAI in terms of the budget outlook in the first place, and what was done in order to pass a budget or a budget with some caveats to it. I think there's cause for alarm now versus the 28th that either working with the IGM and perhaps the LSB, with some type of action. Are you looking at actions now versus 4 weeks from now or 3 weeks from now?
Were you directing it to me, LaVon?
Well, no, really to Lonnie.
I'll tell you what I'm aware of. Rudy may know more. But this was anticipated. There's a plan B. And the plan B is to do two mail drops. One of them hit the mailboxes 4 days ago. 125,000 pieces were mailed out, and the revenue for WBI will start to come in, and it started to come in already. And I anticipate that will produce 60,000-70,000. The other part of Plan B was to do another mailing in September, and with similar amount, similar results, and a regional mailing, not just in the city. The last part of it is that WBI usually makes up some of these drives shortfalls with their summer drive, and they do the best summer drives in the network. It's 400,000, 425,000. They've done that two summers in a row, and their plan is to do that same thing again. So you'll have, as I say, between the two, 425,000 a summer drive plus 250,000 with these mail drops, assuming all goes well. That's the plan that I'm aware of.
Okay. So in the budget, was there a summer drive in the budget and the mail drop? We know that we had the plan where BAI was actually going to receive some of the mail drop funds from National.
Are part of that budget, but these mail drops will be in amounts greater than the budget.
Okay, so the mail drop is not, this mail drop is not in the plan, and the summer drive is in the plan, is in
yes,
the budget?
That's right. And they're adding another mail drop to help make up for the shortfall in this particular.
Okay, so does Baruti, do you know of anything else that's perhaps been done at this time?
No, I know there's a couple of off-air fundraisers we have coming up in 2 weeks. Ralph Shulman and Maya Shulman has a show on our station, Taking Aim. They're coming in as the fundraiser being held at Ethical Cultural Society, I believe is the venue.
Mm-hmm.
So I know there's a series of off-air things that people are either in, that's sort of being discussed and worked on. So that's about all I know. And I know we're going to sit down with Lonnie. I think, Lonnie, you were tentatively scheduled to come in this month in a couple of weeks, or I don't know if that's still true, but
I'm still on my list.
Okay, so we're going to sit down and we'll have to see what has to be done.
Okay. All right.
What about I?
Yes, Lonnie.
Anybody know? I talked with Lim Lim about I.
Mm-hmm.
And she, maybe you folks, you
about
know,
a.
She's mentioned some of the same things to you, but she's planning to really push the web donation and also mailing. And she feels pretty confident about major donations. And those are the three areas. She's planning some major donor events. And as I say, the panning a mail drop. But, you know,
yeah,
that's all I know at this point from my conversation with her, even though we spent about an hour on it. But that's the summary.
I know she was meeting with a major donor this week who wants to give us a house. It would be maybe net of $100,000, real rough estimate.
That would be good. That would
be good. And, you know, the shortfall doesn't put us in the red for this year. It just gives us less of a surplus for the year. I think the big thing for moving forward is that we can't project as much income next fiscal year. And, of course, expenses are rising. So maybe more of a budgeting problem than an immediate cash crunch problem. I don't know what other stuff she has. We had a really successful debate between Christopher Hitchens and Chris Hedges, packed an 800-seat auditorium, put some video clips up on YouTube, and like 22,000 people have watched it so far. So we're airing that and offering it on the web this weekend, see how much interest that generates. And hopefully it will be one of the premiums that helps our summer drive do well.
Okay. And as far as T did better than what their goal was, and so we're waiting for K to come
and
in. And W. Okay. All right. Are there any other additional new business that we had spoken about?
Sure.
Lonnie. Did you? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was saying I was going to move to adjourn. No one else will.
We have an item.
The
election committee.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. So, yeah, so we can get to that now. The elections committee wanted to, we had talked about this earlier, would like to hire or bring the local election supervisors on this month or as early before July. So I think basically our task here is to look at our task working with you, Lonnie, the CFO, to see if the funding is available there to do that. And have you spoken with Casey? You have an idea in terms of how much the additional or how much the cost would be?
Yeah, well, it's about $2,200.
$2,200
extra cost for one station. You know, it turns out that this was discussed in the election committee. It was a strong recommendation, and I'm not sure who approved it, but the ED did, and I think it was a part of the board recommendation that the list be cleaned up. So in order to do that, so Casey determined that he needed the extra help and the early hire, and that's how we got here.
You saying it doesn't require any board action, Lonnie?
Well, you know, it's complicated, Jane, because the election supervisor is an independent position and presumably reports to the board and the ED. But, it requires board notification, and apparently the election committee, as a subcommittee of the board, did review it, did agree with the need, and I think they passed a motion on it, in fact. So we're moving forward.
So Greg's authorized it. The additional expense.
Pardon me?
Sorry, Brian here. So Greg's authorized the additional expense? The executive director?
Yeah.
So it sounds like we don't need to vote on it.
Lonnie, the thing is that when Casey met with the elections committee, the elections committee was under the impression that the PNB would need to authorize him to hire the local election early, but you're saying that, to your knowledge, that's already been resolved? There's no longer a question about that?
Well, I wasn't aware that there was a requirement for the PNB to approve it, my impression was that this had been decided working through the elections committee and the board had approved it through one of its subcommittees and that Greg was implementing. And I said, well, if we have to do it, we have to do it. So here we are.
the finance committee's responsibility is just to determine if the funding is there, or they need to look at the budget for elections and to make sure that this does not create a budget issue, and that, you know, the funding was there and stuff, perhaps in some of the lines. And I think that's our only responsibility. So I wasn't looking at the motion or anything. It's just to do due diligence to this, to the operations decision to bring these people in early. So, I mean, the question for you, Lon, is there funding to do this $2,200? Is there funding there in the elections budget to do this?
Well, as it turns out, the point well made, Madam Chair, and maybe that's something we can take up, and I'll take it back certainly tomorrow. But the funding is in this case of these elections supervisors is paid for by the station. So each station is responsible financially for the election supervisor. The question is whether they know and were notified of that additional expense for their budget. And I will take that up. It's an important point to make.
Hello, I'm sorry. I had to step away for a second. So where are we with this?
Well, I was saying your point was well taken in that this is an extra expense, but it is one that the stations bear because the election supervisors are at specific stations and the stations pay for it. And that is something that needs to be looked into, and I'll do that tomorrow with Greg.
Uh-huh.
And send out an email and let folks know what the response is.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Is there further discussion on this item?
Yes. I'm working on a motion.
Okay. And the motion is?
That the Finance Committee recognizes the prudence of cleaning membership lists so as to reduce election mailing costs, but points out that the funding of early hires for local election supervisors will be billed back to each station, so it will come from station budgets.
Okay.
And who are we pointing this out to?
The PMB.
Okay.
Which will get the motion passed by the Elections Committee if I do a report.
It's funny how that works.
So what's the action requested? I'm not clear. Lonnie here, I'm sorry.
Well, the thing is that if the PMB does need, you know, to consider this motion in any way, we've done our part if we adopt the motion as proposed by Terry. In other words, the Elections Committee asked the Finance Committee to review the financial feasibility of this early hire. And you pointed out that it's going to come from the local station budgets. Terry's motion is simply due diligence in terms of our consideration of this proposal. We're providing this report back to the PMB if they care. They may not.
Yeah,
it may be a moot point.
It's the financial impact statement.
Brian here?
Yeah.
I guess my question would be, if the expense is landing on the books at each station, is that a decision that wants to be made at each station? I mean, should each manager weigh the benefit of cleaning their list early against the cost of having someone on salary for an extra month?
I don't think it's going to work like that.
What do you mean?
I mean, I think that because of the elections process is somewhat autonomous in the sense that. I don't know exactly what I'm saying, but it's a little fuzzy. That's what I'm really saying. In other words, it seems as if the elections process is not under the direction of the local stations. So the fact that they might be mandated to pay for it. At, I don't know.
Brian here.
Sure, Brian.
I mean, I get that the process is autonomous, but clearly the financials are not. We budget a certain amount for elections. If you're going to depart from that significantly, there needs to be approval at the appropriate levels. I mean, the question to me is, where is the appropriate level? And I dream of an institution where the parts of Pacifica that decide to spend money are the parts of Pacifica that are managing the portion of the budget they're spending the money from, I guess is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Question?
Terry, I'm sorry, do we have the language again of this motion?
Move that the Finance Committee recognizes the prudence of cleaning membership lists so as to reduce election mailing costs, but points out that the funding of early hires for local election supervisors will be billed back to each station, so the funding for the Elections Committee proposal must come from local station budgets.
Okay. Is there further discussion or the language? Do we have any comments, updates, revisions on this?
Can I ask a quick question, LeVon? Did you say it
sure,
would cost $2,200? Is that that was per station?
No, total. That's what
total.
No, it's per station.
Per station. $2,200 to hire one person for 1 month early?
Yeah.
Brian, your station.
So that's 10. So that's like 11.
Brian,
yeah, Brian.
Uh-huh. As luck would have it, I asked for a printout of what we spent on elections last year just today. And 1 month's pay for the local election supervisor last year was $930. So it sounds like either someone's getting a big raise or we're not using the same arithmetic here.
I'll check it out, Brian, but my number is $2,200. At least that's what his budget is. I'll check it.
I think $2,200 was what we paid. That sounds like a number that I've heard.
Yeah, you don't get anybody to work for $900 a month.
Yeah, $2,200 sounds like the number we would charge.
Oh, you know what? That might be a semi-monthly pay period. Hold on. That would be my arithmetic problem.
But I'll check it out, though. Oh, but again, Terry, what's the action item? Are we just informing the board, or what are we doing?
Right. A motion from the Elections Committee is coming to the PMB that it authorized the hire of local election supervisors beginning in June.
Okay.
So the Finance Committee is giving a financial impact statement saying that it will impact local budgets, not the national budget.
So I'm sorry, Lonnie. It looks like the 960 was per rate. It was 1,100 twice a month. You're right.
Okay.
So the PMB actions item would be to authorize the early hire of local election supervisors, and then it's up to the ED and general managers to get the money out of local budget.
Okay.
Or local, or local finance committee.
Okay.
Is the chair here?
LeVon?
I guess we lost the chair temporarily.
Hello. I'm sorry. I had one of my little coughing attacks.
Oh, you were muted.
I'm sorry. So I'm sorry. Where are we?
We're ready to see if there's objections.
Oh, very good. Are the objections to the motion? Okay. I don't hear any objections. So the been so moved. Okay. Are there other issues, questions for this evening?
Lonnie's back.
Yeah. Okay, so we passed the motion while you were away.
Okay.
Okay. And I believe that goes through our agenda. And the next meeting is Thursday, June the 28th at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. How did the standard time get in there again? Okay. So are there other items, agenda, or shall we entertain a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure. And we will see you on the 18th for the joint meeting of the audit and finance. And I'll talk with you, Lonnie, later. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Take care.
All right. Good night.